Three tools for self-care. How often are you aware of the fact that it is easier to observe others than it is to have a closer look at yourself? Knowing that each and every unique individual is here on Earth to explore its own path, you would think humans should be more inclined to mind their own business. But fact is, we spend more time evaluating what other people do than we do taking a closer look at ourselves. Three practical ways to observe yourself more closely and subsequently improve the success rate of things happening in your life is to simply observe the way you breathe, the way you walk, and the way you talk. Most of the time we perform these daily mechanisms automatically, with our body's rhythms adjusting themselves to the urgency of what we think or feel we need to do. Can be a real thrill, however, to take these habitual patterns a step further and explore the treasure chest of information they hold. Whenever I find myself breathing a bit higher up, for instance, I become aware I must be more tense or hurried than I realized. By consciously relaxing my abdomen, I invite my breathing down and at the same time create space for my chi point, my energy source, making my breathing more effective, generating more energy as a result. Especially when I've been overactive or under pressure for a while, I tend to forget to step out of this go-getter's mode. The other day, I caught myself walking rather quickly and uptight and noticed my shoulders were much higher up than they needed to be. Then, I purposely brought my awareness to the soles of my feet and noticed how I was walking hastily. By consciously relaxing my pace, I began to feel more connected to the earth, and as a result, I relaxed into an easier going rhythm with my shoulders lowering themselves automatically. Another tool I find very helpful in observing my own behavior is listen to myself talk. When I catch myself talking louder, faster, or using more words than necessary, this might indicate I'm feeling a little apologetic or still need to convince myself of what I'm talking about. All in all, what I'm trying to say is that looking after yourself might well be taken literally. We can be so caught up in set patterns that we forget to give ourselves the gift of taking our own time and being nicer and gentler to ourselves and therewith much more productive. Patterns and habits can be changed. All it takes is the first step, becoming aware. And the rest will follow by itself. The chemistry of change can do amazing things to your daily life. To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.